headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's time for quarter number four, which is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. Don't forget, you can get all of our content at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app from the App Store, Keystone Sports. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. You can find us anywhere and everywhere to get the best Penn State football content out there. All right, gentlemen, Maryland, Penn State. Penn State's 3-0, Maryland's 2-1. Both teams are coming off a bye. Game is 8 o'clock Friday night, Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium. Penn State has wins over Idaho, Buffalo, and Pitt. Maryland beat Howard and Syracuse and then lost to Temple. The line is Penn State is a 6.5-point favorite. The over-under is 59.5. Maryland's announced this game as a sellout, and it's a blackout for the Terrapins, whatever that means. Is that like a whiteout?
They're all going to wear black.
They're all going to wear black. And Penn State will be in all white. I don't know. Well, Penn State's whiteout doesn't mean they wear white. That means that everyone in the stadium goes white. So I thought maybe they're asking their fans to black out the stadium.
You're talking about the players' uniforms?
I don't know. I'm thinking of blackout.
The crowd's going to be in black.
The crowd's going to be in black. Okay, yeah. Okay.
No, that was obvious. I thought you had a decent question, which is, does that mean the Maryland uniforms are black?
Well, that was what I had done. Does that mean the Terrapins are going to be all black?
I don't know, but like in the next 20 seconds, try to make it seem like that's what you were saying, because then we won't make fun of you as much.
Okay. I'm not
going
to
pretend. If you were honestly asking about the fans, by the way, I'm going to Marshall, Cincinnati Saturday. It's a green out. That means, Andy, all the fans will be wearing green.
Got it. All right, so whiteout means that Penn State fans wear white for the Michigan game, right?
Yes.
All right,
is there a chance, by the way? No, you knew that.
I knew that.
Okay. Is there a chance that that's not a night game, by the way?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. It's going to be which network gets first pick. If it's Fox, it's going to be during the day because they're probably going to have the World Series.
Wow. Okay.
Just another quick side note.
A whiteout needs to be at night. It's not the same if it's not at night. Bob, do something about that.
I will.
By the way, did you guys watch the – I didn't know about it, even though I've been to a game there. Did you see it, the Georgia-Notre Dame game in the fourth quarter?
Did see it, yeah.
They make the stadium red, and then the people put their phone lights up in the stands.
No.
At Georgia. It's really cool. They have LED lights that make the entire stadium red with their phone lights.
Awesome.
All right. Last three games in this matchup have been all Penn State. They've all been blowouts, 66-3. 38-14, 38-3, 66-3. There you go. That's been the history of the last three games. What are you looking for Friday night, Bob? I'll start with you.
Yeah, so those games, obviously, Maryland had, in I think at least two of those games, significant quarterback issues where they were down to their third quarterback or their fourth quarterback. Penn State was able to take advantage of it. This year, I think Maryland, from a skill position perspective, is a very dangerous team. They have a veteran quarterback, Josh Jackson, for Virginia Tech. McFarland, when he's right, is a tremendous threat. Yeah, they have speed outside. What they don't have is they don't have a very good offensive line, and their most experienced offensive lineman, who's a guard, is out.
Sean Christie.
It's not Sean Christie. It's the other. It's the guy that's their most experienced guy. Okay. It's not Sean Christie. Penn State should absolutely be able to take advantage of that. I thought what you saw in the Temple game from Maryland was a team that didn't know how to handle success. After they just crushed Syracuse, they moved into the top 25. They thought they'd arrived, and they go on the road, and they just didn't handle adversity well. I think if they had played Temple 10 times, they probably would have won 8. They just did not play well in that game. I think they're going to learn from that. And in this setting with those athletes, if Penn State starts slow on offense in the first half, this will absolutely be a game in the fourth quarter.
Josh Jackson, speaking of the quarterback from Virginia Tech, he's completed 51 of 100 passes this year, 2 interceptions, 724 yards, and 8 touchdowns. The one thing about Maryland's offense, yes, McFarland is their clear-cut guy at running back. He's got 46 carries for 225 yards and 5 touchdowns. But they use three or four correct. Running backs on a consistent basis.
Everyone's doing
why? That's terrible. Why do they do that? They shouldn't do that. They don't know what they're doing.
Sound like James Franklin. The other thing about their offense is that they don't have like a go-to wideout, but they have a deep. Mm-hmm. They have several deep threats. They have at least 10. They have 10 wideouts with at least 3 catches a season. So Jackson will spread the ball around, and they just shredded Syracuse. I was stunned at the way they just found open space.
Right.
Found open space both ways, running and passing. It was like yin and yang, and Syracuse didn't know which way to go almost. I don't feel like that this Penn State defense is a team that you can get going in that direction. Do you, Ross? I don't think you can get this defense going, coming and going, because they've proven so far one thing: they can make you one-dimensional.
So the point I would make about this, I would be very surprised if this is a blowout. Very surprised. Like, you guys referenced the scores from the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. That would surprise me. That. I think Loxley, their head coach, knows how important this game is. National television, I don't know if there's another good Friday night game on, but it's Friday night, national television, everybody's watching.
Big
it's a sellout. Game. It's a blackout, which means everybody in the stands is wearing black
got
shirts.
It. All right, check.
I think this is going to be a heck of a game.
I do too.
I think this is going to come down to the end. I think it'll be similar to the Illinois game last year for Penn State on a Friday night, except I don't think Penn State's going to pull away. I mean, this is a very losable game because of the fact that Maryland's legitimately good. We saw what they did to Syracuse, but then to Bob's point, they didn't handle success well. Their last outing was a loss. I mean, this is going to be – I think Penn State, the two things we talked about in Tucker's tape in segment number two, quarter number two, really have to come to fruition. The defensive line has to dominate and be the best unit out there for Penn State. And Sean Clifford's going to have to play better. Otherwise, they will lose. They arguably should have lost to Pitt at home. This is an opponent every bit as good as Pitt, and it's on the road in a night game.
The problem for – go ahead.
You guys teed me up. Why did Narduzzi not run that special play against Penn State on the goal line?
The Philly –
just be quiet. We're glad he didn't. Because it would have worked.
It would have probably
worked.
I'm
sorry, I was like, I can't believe he did that.
Ixnay the good play skay for Pitskay.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's a good point, though. That does make Penn State look a little better, though. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah, beating UCF.
Yeah, and beating UCF, it makes Penn State look better.
And UCF hit back hard and ran off like 24 unanswered points. It looked like they were heading to, you know, the 40s or 50s. And in the middle to late third quarter, and Pitt stood up and took the game back over.
A little birdie told me Whipple wanted to run it, and he was overruled in the Penn State game. A little birdie told me that.
Yeah, shocking. Shocking that he wanted to run the play from the 1 yard line. All right, let's talk about Maryland's defense. Under Loxley, they went away from they were more 4-2-5 because they've gotten crushed in 3 games because their defense hasn't been good. They're running a 3-4 this year. They've got 25 tackles for a loss and 12 sacks in 3 games. They haven't had much pressure put on them defensively except in the Temple game. They weren't bad, but they weren't able to sort of impact it and get the ball back. They just ran away from Syracuse. I mean, they had 50-some points in the third quarter against Syracuse, so the defense was never really under the gun. But I think Penn State's offense against Maryland's defense is where the sort of grind of this game is going to come down for me. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, to me, here's the key to the game for Penn State's offense. Ross made a good point about Sean Clifford not getting beat up as a runner. However, they have to do this, and they have not done this, and I talked about it last week. When they get to the mesh point, Sean Clifford has to keep the ball 2 or 3 times in this game and get 8 or 9 yards. It's not only will it extend some drives, I think it will open up some of the run game for the running backs. He's been handing the ball off too much in the Pitt game. If he had kept it 2 or 3 times, he'd still be running. They've been late to kind of make this adjustment.
Right.
It is there when they want it. I think Sean Clifford is going to have to impact this game with his legs a couple of times just to keep the defense honest. The other thing to watch for is Penn State's red zone defense has been outstanding in the first three games. They haven't played great teams. Seven red zone possessions, only three touchdowns, including the goal line stand. They're going to have to make some plays in the red zone if they want to win this game.
The one thing I wanted to ask you, Ross, was, is there a player or two or a position group or two that you think has to be a better slash difference maker for Penn State if they're going to, you know, win this game on the road in a high stakes game for the opponent?
Yeah. So we obviously talked about quarterback and D line a lot. I'm going to go to another one, and that's the secondary, in particular the corners.
I agree.
Maryland is going to test those guys, and I guess so far this year, I kind of like the D line. I kind of expected more from John Reed and Tariq Castro Fields in particular. Those guys have to play really well. I mean, they've played a lot of football for Penn State.
Yeah.
They've played a lot, and they're veteran guys, and they need to be positive difference makers. They have not been that so far. I'm not sure that they've been negative difference makers, but they haven't been positive. They've just kind of – they've been up and down. You know, some costly penalties. Reed had the pick six, which is huge against Buffalo, huge. But they need, I think, especially against Josh Jackson, Virginia Tech transfer, and Maryland, they need to step up. Maryland has some athletes on the outside.
They've tackled good in space. Penn State has in that gap when short passes or when a running back broke through the line of scrimmage. I remember last week you saying the safety play was not something ideal. You think Penn State safeties are potentially an impact position on this game more so than the corners? Or do you still think the corners are the stronger? They have to be better at corner and not the safety position? Because I think
the safeties are kind of what I thought they'd be.
Okay.
Which is to say, not great. They're okay. The corners have been average. They're the ones I felt like need to be above average.
All right, prediction time. I'm going to start with you, Ross. Do you have a bold prediction? If so, lay it out there. I do have one, by the way.
No, I don't have a bold prediction.
Okay.
Maybe at the end I will. I don't have one now. I'll think about the next 20 seconds.
Your score prediction.
I'm going to go Penn State 31, Maryland 27.
Ooh, Maryland covers.
Bob? Yeah, 27-24 Penn State. I do everything that Ross said about the danger of this game. I think it's very real. I think Mike Loxley's aware of the importance of this game. I think Maryland's going to come to play, and Penn State's going to have to win it in the fourth quarter. I don't really have a bold prediction. I do think that you're going to see a lot more from KJ Hamler in this game, a lot more.
All right, I am going to go Penn State 34, Maryland 20. I think it's a game into the fourth quarter. I'm just not sold on Maryland's defense yet being as good as some of the numbers say it is. My bold prediction, Ricky Slade has two touchdowns.
Oh.
One receiving, one rushing.
I like it.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ross. That's it for the Keystone Kickoff Show for this week. For everybody at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the game.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.